dogs be like?
To strap on a gun
and pin on a band and become a lawman.
Well, the same thing can happen to you when you're a cop. You sit there and you've eaten all your Bavarian creams. You've already got your snarling gnarling from Gag and Annie. And you still got 3 hours left on your shift. You're hating life. No calls on the radio. You almost think the radio's broken. It hasn't worked in so long. That's when you get the idea. If there ain't nothing happening, maybe we can make something happen here. So you find an isolated business area. You pick up a trash can. You walk over to the nearest storefront. You shove it in there. Sure enough, about 5 minutes later, the alarm company's called the cops. You get the call. 3809, we have a break-in at 4th and Blauman. That gives you an excuse to hit the siren and drive at 90 miles an hour. Yeah, that'll pass the night, huh? Tailing around corners, side-swiping parked vehicles, man. Look out! Yeah. You can feel you took a suck at upholstery as you come around that corner. Look out! Of course, meanwhile, some of the local residents, seizing the opportunity, seeing the store busted open, they decide to loot, which gives you an opportunity to unstrap the 870 and lean out the window. From the city police department! Look out! Ah! Yeah, that is nice! Watch it, that propane is gonna go! When you find one guy with his clothing still on fire, the explosion sent him about 60 feet in the air, and he's lying there on top of a parked car. That's when you get to make your day by making an arrest. As you put the cuffs on him, he says, my God, what's the charge? That's when you smile and say, leaving the scene of an accident. Book up.